This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Minnesota woman was arrested on Friday after a speeding stop on Highway 50. A Campbell County Sheriff's deputy detected a strong odor of marijuana coming from the car. A search of the vehicle turned up THC products as well as a bag of suspected psilocybin mushrooms. Officers also found a canister of marijuana seeds along with a paper bag containing $10,000 in cash. Her passenger was not charged. Gas prices in the state continue to fall, with prices as low as $3.41 a gallon, which is just under 5 cents lower than last week and under 3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago. The cheapest station in Wyoming is priced at $2.83 a gallon, while the most expensive is at $3.99 a gallon, a difference of $1.16. At $3.05 a gallon, Campbell County is among the four counties with the lowest prices. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Mark Gordon has signed HB 1002, which prohibits state and local public entities from enforcing the federal vaccine mandate. However, it would not take effect until a federal court, in response to legal action, blocks the mandate. Wyoming has filed three separate legal actions challenging the federal vaccine mandates, including one against the Biden administration for imposing a mandate on federal contractors and federally contracted employees, and another that challenges the OSHA laws that require any worker for a company employing more than 100 people to get the vaccine or be tested regularly for coronavirus. A man was arrested for reckless endangerment and child endangerment on Saturday after he allegedly pointed a handgun at his neighbor and then left the loaded pistol within reach of his 9-year-old daughter. When officers contacted the man, they found him to be heavily intoxicated and they arrested him. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.